Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. At least 38 people have died in winter storms that blanketed many of these United States the past few days. Hard freeze warnings remain in effect for most of Alabama, parts of Georgia and Florida, and winter weather warnings are up from North Dakota to Illinois.
The days-long storm hit South Dakota so hard that the National Guard was deployed to help stranded Native American communities short on vital supplies, including firewood. The so-called bomb cyclone put about 60% of the nation under advisory or warning and frustrated thousands of holiday travelers.
It's been adventure. It really has.
The lines were so long, went through security, got to our gate, happened to look up and said our flight was canceled.
Cristian Benavides, CBS News.
The death toll at Buffalo, New York is now 10. The storm affected Governor Kathy Hochul personally.
We still have people who need to be rescued. We have people with their power off in our communities and buildings where pipes are bursting and flooding is occurring, as is happening in my own home right now. So this is what's happening in real time.
Police in Pierce County in western Washington are investigating an early Christmas morning attack on three power substations. Cairo TV reporter Briseida Holgan says 14,000 customers lost power.
The Pierce County Sheriff's Department says they received a call of a burglary at the Tacoma Public Utility Substation off 46th Avenue in Graham.
The fence area had been broken into. The suspects cut one of the locks on the fence area, made their way inside and caused damage to the substation.
Shortly after, they were notified the substation off 224th was also vandalized. Deputies called Puget Sound Energy, who also provides power in the area, and confirmed their substation off 144th Street was also hit.
As in Rome, Christmas was celebrated in Ukraine.
While today began with the sound of sirens near Kharkiv in Ukraine, that didn't stop people from attending a Christmas mass. During his Christmas morning blessings, Pope Francis called for the war in Ukraine and other conflicts to end. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Ukrainians usually celebrate Christmas on January 7th, same day as Russians do, but some Orthodox Ukrainians decided to observe Christmas on December 25th this year. In Japan, at least 17 people have died in a winter storm. More than 90 have been injured. Heavy snow has been falling in northern Japan since last week, stranding hundreds of vehicles on highways. More than 2.5 feet of snow had fallen by Saturday. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pat, I
feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Okay. Today the computer decided to annoy me by not playing Mike. Vice President Harris.
Skynet's rebelling against us.
Uh-huh. Okay. She said today is indeed a wonderful day as we gather and celebrate the next justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. Ketanji Brown Jackson. Boy, did I need that. I don't know about all y'alls on Friday, but I needed that. Karen in Chicago. I also need my schmoo. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Schmoovier. Oh, yes. So, yeah.
Also, hang on. I needed you here with me because this is our very first 7 p.m. Pacific without Eric Bollert. So we knew this, and we left this spot empty, obviously. We have the fantastic Cliff Schechter and Aaron Rupar coming up, but we needed to take a minute. So thank you for what you did. Let me just also say I wanted to verify this was correct. But Mina had tweeted, here's where people can donate in Eric's memory if they wish. It's the Montclair Scholarship Fund.org /named scholarships. There is a Eric Bollert Memorial Scholarship obviously where he lived in Montclair.
Yeah.
And she also said, thank you to Karen in Chicago. We have set up a new group, Media Busters 6, for anyone who wants to try and follow in his footsteps. We will be his guardians of media truth. So go ahead and tell us about that, okay?
So, of course, you know, this, we all realize that the gap, the void that he has left will never be filled in the same way. But, you know, you saw the importance in Eric Bollert's work, and that's why you brought him to all of us every Monday. And the despair and the just loss that his passing has created for all of us, instead of wallowing in the despair, I feel like it's a call to action for all of us.
Yep. And by the way, thank you for enjoying my beautiful bike story. I was totally lost on Chris LaVoy.
Yes. No,
not only was he a cyclist, but Ketanji Brown Jackson's sort of words were ringing in my ears while I was riding about her talking about lifting each other up. We all did it. We all made it. And you're right. It reminds me of our community. And when I ride with my bike group, but just how everybody looks out for everybody else and everybody protects everybody else. And you get a hand in your back if you fall behind. Yeah. So you stay with the pack and you close the gap. And it just reminds me of what we need to do. You know, I wish I could have done for Eric. I wish I could have been there with him, but that we can do to honor him. Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, already just through the pandemic, you know, we were able to do these weekly Zooms, and now it's every other week, you know, where people can come together, you know, because there are a lot of people that are out there alone and kind of not knowing where they can apply themselves to make, you know, the right. biggest impact.
And
just
I was
people to talk.
And I don't know if you saw all her beautiful, like, roommates from Harvard, all these amazing African-American women, and they all succeeded, but they all say because of each other that they all, you know, and that's my message this morning is just lift someone up that needs it, you know, give someone a push that's fallen behind or feeling down. And it's, you know, but she was saying that's how we all made, you know, they're saying, how did you make it, African-American women at Harvard? It's like there was a we. Like, we did it together, right?
Yep. Well, and, you know, and there was an amazing speech, and but, you know, of course, then I'm watching it on MSNBC, and then right after, and this is just proof that we needed Eric Bollert, and we need people that are doing similar work to what he did. We need to amplify them, because on cue, Chuck Todd went right into the, you know, is this the only, you know, the last win? And it's just, it is maddening. Yeah. And the problem is, and it's so insidious, Stephanie, and this is why. While we consume cable news, far more Americans get their political information and news from these Sunday morning talk shows and from people like Chuck Todd. And so no wonder that polling is what it is.
Yeah.
And so what this group, the Eric Bollert group, is going to be doing, what we're meeting on Wednesday, and what we want to make it this as effective as possible. So we are going to be amplifying people who do similar work to what he does. We are going to be doing calls to action so people can write letters to the editors of, you know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and different print, you know, so we want to make this. So I would really love it if everybody listening, if you can just follow at Media Busters, the number 6, and if you guys can do that too, because, of course, you have such huge influence, and we want to amplify this. We want to take it to a viral level so that these news entities understand that we see what they're doing, and it's not okay.
Yeah, and we will link, obviously, to the Eric scholarship funds, because I think, you know, a lot, and we wanted to make sure everything that was legit and all that, because, Karen, you're right. Like, I keep saying we all have to be Eric now, and it's, I don't even know if it's a dream, but, you know, when you have, like, a vision, obviously, when you're mourning someone, you think of them, and it was the clearest vision I feel like I've ever had, but it was just giving Eric the longest hug, and then we sort of, like, fist bumped and walked away, and it just... That was, and I'm sure it's just my psyche saying that, like, we need to, you know,
maybe,
we got to take it now.
You know,
he's like, we have to take it from here.
Absolutely. And I did pin the scholarship to the top of the page, this Twitter page.
Yeah.
So at MediaBusters number 6. So if anybody wants to donate,
Rude Pundit,
his memorial service is today.
Yeah.
So.
It's tomorrow, I believe. Yep. Isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Rude Pundit is going, and he's
tomorrow.
Going to, yeah,
yeah,
okay. He's going to obviously send our best wishes on behalf of all the Steph heads. So, all right, honey, thank you for doing that. And thanks. I needed you in this break. You know that, right?
Well, listen, I needed you, and we need each other. And, we have to continue. We have to be active, and that's the only way we're going to get through it.
Yeah, and some of the polling, you mentioned it, Karen. I got to say, this one from Julie in Seattle, it gives me hope. She said, despite the best efforts of the Russian asset Triple T traitor team, Trump, Tucker, and Tulsi, Americans' views of Russia have quickly and dramatically shifted for the worse. Views of NATO are more positive, and Democrats and Republicans' views on the threat posed by Russia are more closely aligned with each other and with reality. 7 in 10 Americans, that's almost 70%, Chris.
Yeah, I've heard, yes.
Now, see, Russia is the enemy. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has led to a dramatic shift in American public opinion. 70% of Americans now consider Russia an enemy of the United States, up from 41% in January. So, you know, Karen, we still have to believe that the side of good will win here, right?
Yep, and we have to appeal to people in our lives and make sure that they understand, you know, what is really going on and the truth about the inflation and all of the things that the media is doing their level best to kind of skew, you know, and blame on Joe Biden. Once again, it's like a Republican administration creates this mess, and then the Democratic president comes in and tries to clean up after them, and they get blamed for it. It's just, it's maddening.
Yeah, because we're not cleaning up a Republican mess fast enough. Exactly. All right.
Exactly.
Love you, Shmoo. My little Shmoo.
Love you, too.
All right. And Eric Rupar also wrote a great piece about Eric. We will talk to him next hour. I was going to do a Guess the Quote, Chris. This is a great piece by Will Bunch, but I'm just telling you right now, it's by Will Bunch.
Okay.
So
I bet if you did it,
and
still
I don't
want
to sully anything about Eric in this break with his ridiculous guesses.
I'll still guess.
It's Will Bunch. Okay.
Augie Doggy?
Pardon me?
A bunch of Wills?
Do not sully anything in this sacred break right here. Okay. I just seriously loved his... Thank you. His piece. I'm just going to read the whole thing. However, in the weeks before his death, Bolart wrote about the alarming similarities between Putin's propaganda network and the right-wing media's embrace of Trump's big lie about the 2020 election, the normalization of extreme QAnon-type ideas used to smear Supreme Court nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, and the lack of coverage of treasonous texts by the wife of the High Court's Justice Clarence Thomas. He understood that both the constant fact-bending from Fox and the even more extreme outlets, but also the failure of mainstream journalists to aggressively fight back, had created a nation severely infected by disinformation. The media's powerlessness in the face of widespread ignorance, not just the public's bad info on the economy, but that 36% of all Americans and 78% of Republicans don't even believe Biden's 2020 election victory was legitimate, is a sad but powerful validation of the importance of Bolart's life work. If anything could possibly be more tragic than the abrupt loss of a vital media critic who could have given us so much more, it's that Eric Bolart died at the exact moment when American journalism needed to hear most what he had to say. A writer with his courage, persistence, and clear vision, tempered with 25 years of experience in the trenches of the national conversation, is irreplaceable. And yet he must be replaced. In fact, this country needs a small army of Eric Bolarts, people who can prod journalism to see beyond the next Georgetown cocktail party, to understand that we stand on the brink of America where leaders won't just call reporters the enemy of the people, but will act aggressively on those authoritarian impulses. Bolart understood that democracy dies without the truth. It's now left to all of us to finish his fight without him. Wow. Thank you, Will. What a beautiful piece. What was the word we heard the most, right? Irreplaceable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Irreplaceable. Yep. So that this is why we leave this spot open on the Stephanie Miller Show for right now, because it's a little too fresh, a little too painful, a little too...
You can't replace them.
Yeah. Okay. Particularly when I, you know, how else do we say this? Donald Trump is committing... should we say crime after crime?
I think so. I think it's legit.
Liz, let's break out our Velociraptor to talk about that. Liz Cheney from the January 6th committee. Here she is. Liz Cheney, yesterday morning, 26.
Well, we have not made a decision about referrals on the committee. I think that it is absolutely the case. It's absolutely clear that what President Trump was doing, what a number of people around him were doing, that they knew it was unlawful. They did it anyway.
Yeah. We got into this whole conversation, and we'll talk more after the break here, but about whether they're going to make a criminal referral. I get the reasons why not to.
I get both sides.
Right. But both sides don't do it. I think if you have evidence of crime after crime, you have to make a referral. I don't care. I mean, what do you mean it looks political? Well, overturning the United States government is political.
Pretty political.
In itself. Even, right, Joe Scarborough said it Friday here in New York. He said, you have the DA's office. We have a DA. I don't understand. Let's him get away with this. Let's him commit, as the prosecutor who resigned in protest, said, just numerous crimes. We know he's committed one crime after crime, after another crime, after another crime. As far as lying to banks, financial institutions, this is what he does. He can't keep getting away with it, is my point. Crime after crime. Thank you.
Lying in my bed, I hear the clock tick and watch the news, caught up in lies again. Collusion is nothing new. Capitol storm that night, almost lost our rights. Suitcase of evidence, crime after some crimes you can't ignore. I'm wanting to move ahead, investigating. I have heard I can't wait for some arrests. He says, go slow. I think he's behind. We're running out of time. If you've got what you need, then you will indict. Crime after crime. By this fall, you must catch him. I'll be waiting. Crime after crime. If you find the call logs or those burner phones. Crime after crime.
If you fail, I will hate you for time that you're wasting. Crime after crime. Crime after crime. Crime after crime.
Look at that Marianne armor, those pipes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. All right, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Do we need our calm down medicine this weekend?
Yeah,
yes,
we
boy,
did.
Howdy, we sure
yeah.
did.
Oh, and I enjoyed it.
Oh, I actually texted you guys that I love you and wrap yourselves in bubble wrap on
uh-huh.
Friday.
Yep.
And you said I'm only wrapping myself around this, and you just sent me your picture of your CBD cocktail.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
It worked.
I think I wrapped myself in sleep because I might have been sleeping
All right.
when you said
I did that,
that
too.
Yeah.
Whoever you stay safe. Do your thing.
Yeah.
CB Distillery, it's where we get our stash, man.
Yep.
Did I bike too much? I sure did.
Yes, you did.
Yes. And then I had my relief stick at home waiting for me.
And on your trip.
That's what some people call their husband, whatever. Okay, listen, I wore salve. It comes in either form, and it's like, I'm magic. Okay, I'm telling you, CBD interacts with your body's regulatory system responsible for sleep, emotional response, inflammation, memory. So a better sleep, more calm, relief from discomfort after physical activity sounds good to you. Explore CBD. And CB Distillery is the source we trust. Go to CBDistillery.com. Enter the code RADIO40 for your huge National CBD Awareness Month discount. Again, the code is RADIO40 at CBDistillery.com. That is CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This whole place just feels like a warm blanket.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
My name's Rachel, and I'm 10 years old. I like riding my bike, playing soccer, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. My friends will drink, so I will too.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
My parents won't really know what's going on yet. I mean, I'll do okay in school, but when I drink, I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
Alcohol affects their judgment and their future. So start talking before they start drinking.
My parents won't believe it could happen to me.
For more information on teens and alcohol, and to learn what you can do, visit the web at stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hey, Dad.
Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
She's as fine as she can be. Doing it all for me.
Stephanie Miller.
Everything she does for me.
Ah. Sue in New York, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Sue, welcome.
Hey, Stephanie, nice to be back.
Yeah.
I have a story for you, which is very much in the tradition of Eric Bowler.
Okay.
Washington Post reported this week that the new old culture wars are back with, pushing LGBT people like me out of education.
Yep.
The reason is it's because of the SCOTUS, number one, but also it's because the budget is $79 billion a year. And it would mean an awful lot to the DeVosses, the Mercers, if they could just convince Americans that we don't belong in education. The thing of it is, there's a university in D.C. called Hillcrest University that is your basic white Christian nationalist school that is putting together charter operations. And they are starting in Kentucky. So this organization feels very emboldened by the Supreme Court and motivated by the money. And that's why DeSantis and all of these people, always with DeSantis, is about the money.
Yeah.
And that's what is happening here.
Yep. Yep.
I would say one other thing.
Yeah.
Is that the Washington Post has the best education reporters in the country. In particular, one woman that aggravated the bejesus, no joke, out of Betsy DeVos by the name of Valerie Strauss. She's genius.
Yep. Yep.
But anyway,
we are fighting the good fight for teachers. That, I think, should be part of the midterms. As Fruit Pundit said, got your kids through COVID against unimaginable odds. If you homeschooled for 2 minutes, you should know how valuable teachers are. By the way, our friend Randy Rainbow tweeted, why the would I want to groom more people into being gay when it is already damn near impossible to get a brunch reservation in this town?
There's that.
Who needs more gays? Nobody.
Okay, well, we aren't making ourselves.
Yeah.
Sue in Rockville. Hey, Sue.
Good morning. I just want to say, at the moment, we have 521 followers on our Media Busters because it will take thousands of us to replace Eric.
Yep.
And the last thing I just want to add up to that is, please, Stephanie, do not publish polls or talk about them.
Yeah.
They're all garbage. Every poll is a push poll. Every poll answers the question the pollster wants answered the way they want answered. Our job is to be positive, like Ruth Pundit said, get people out to vote, tell people what Democrats have done, that they're not hearing. There is one poll, though, I have to say I do have complete faith in, and that's the one that says 100% of Americans know that Chuck Todd's a douchebag.
Yes, thank you. I believe that poll. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Hold, please. Looking for something.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Yes, well, some of us are concerned about the Herschel Walker poll ahead of Raphael Warnock. Who tweeted this? Oh, Keisha Lance Bottom said, "Keep playing, y'all. This election is not a joke. If Reverend Warnock is replaced by a man who claims to have found a cure for COVID and is the handpicked candidate of the previous president, we should all be afraid." So if it motivates you, yes, I will talk about polls. Cliff Schechter is Schechter. I said it right. I said it. Next.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. As Buffalo, New York continues to dig out from a massive snowstorm, some folks are getting on the road too early, says CBS News 4 meteorologist Mike Doyle.
It almost was like it's almost over. You want to go outside, but the best thing to do, stay inside. I did see way too many cars on the streets. Stay off them, let the plows and the crew do their job and get those roads cleared off.
Many flyers didn't make it to their Christmas destinations, says CBS's Naomi Rokum.
At airports across the country, more than 2,000 flights have been canceled and thousands more delayed. At the airport in Buffalo, New York, it's still shut until at least Tuesday.
The investigation continues into vandalism at three power stations in Pierce County, Washington. More from Cairo TV reporter Briseida Holgan.
The Pierce County Sheriff's Department says they will be monitoring all substations. Right now, they don't have any suspect leads.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
be woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I think what we have seen is a massive and well-organized and well-planned
effort that used multiple tools to try to overturn an election.
Aw, our velociraptor, she's so cuddly until she eats us. Uh-huh. Liz Cheney on Friday.
You've seen just in the last few days a plea agreement from one of the leaders of the Proud Boys, which lays out in really chilling detail the extent to which violence was planned, the extent to which the message that went out on December 19th about the planning, about the rally in Washington. And don't forget, Donald Trump tweeted out that message, be there, be wild, that the day after that message, the organization and the planning started, and that they understood, that they knew that they were going to attempt to use violence to try to stop the transfer of power. That is the definition of an insurrection, mm-hmm. And it is absolutely chilling.
Finish him. Finish him, Velociraptor. Do it. Criminal referral. Okay. Yes. Tristan Snell tweeted, the Trump conspiracy had already begun before all the votes in the 2020 election had been counted. They had criminal conspiratorial intent before they came up with the bogus voter fraud excuse. The text between Don Jr. and Mark Meadows demonstrate that clearly. Trump University prosecutor. I love Sarah tweeted, nobody liked Don Jr. enough to get him a burner phone. That's fantastic.
It's fair.
True. It's a fair point, right? Right. Asha Rangappa, just real quick, another what makes this clear is that January 6th was not based on a belief, good faith or otherwise, that the outcome of the 2020 election was decided incorrectly. They were plotting this before the votes had even been counted. The coup was the plan from the get-go. Yeah, in case you did not miss this story, CNN was first to reveal that Don Jr. texted Mark Meadows on November 5th. Ladies and gentlemen, before the election, that, quote, we have operational control to ensure his father would get a second term. It's very simple. We have multiple paths. We control them all. Okay. That I don't, I'm not illegal. Travis, that's illegal. All right. Okay.
Crime,
right.
A little bit.
All right.
Well, it's crimey.
Right. Rob Reiner, our friend, says, I know DOJ has to be sure their case is airtight before they indict, but when you have Trump prior to January 6th admitting he lost the election and his genius son openly plotting to steal it, I think it's time to ask the waiter for the check. Okay. It used to be check taxi. Now it's check Uber. Check. Well, we're close. Okay. Let's check in with our friend Cliff Schechter, who joins us now. Good morning. You're not doing Unprecedented, so we're not playing Hail to the Chief backwards.
We need to find a new theme song for Cliff.
That's right, we do. Sadly, John and I mean, we just had, you know, been 4 years and yep. We started it to Unprecedented, which happened. And
you did it. You accomplished mission accomplished.
It was all us, obviously. I mean, yeah. Thanks everyone else for helping. But no, I mean, seriously, we had things we wanted to do. John's doing a lot with TikTok about Ukraine, because John has a lot of international affairs experience, and I've got a YouTube channel I'll talk about that I want to start, because I got my start doing, you know, these video debates with morons on the right on MSNBC and places like that, and
yeah.
I want to go back to kind of to that. So,
well, I think as Bob Seska called you, you guys are alpha liberals like Eric Bollard.
That's
we
right.
We need more of you.
Need more. Absolutely. More.
Yeah, and I do want to say quickly, you know, you've covered it fully, but my little tribute to Eric Bollard, who, again, you know, he was one of those folks like John Arabosis and others in the early 2000s I met when we lived in Washington and we were working, you know, hard on, we were all just shocked at what was going on with Bush and that the New York Times would just publish like, hey, we found some big aluminum tubes. Saddam's about to nuke us all. And, you know, we had to respond to that atmosphere. And I've known Eric, had known Eric for nearly 20 years. And so, you know, at least I have never done exactly what he does, but certainly if people read my tweets and see what I do, I rip into Dean Baccarat, I don't know what his name is, all the time, and the failures of the mainstream media. And now I feel like, you know, people like me and you guys, I'm going to step it up in this, the YouTube stuff I'm doing on Twitter, yeah. When I write for the Daily Beast and everything I do, to be that much more of a media critic, because we need someone to step in there, because he'll be missed.
Yeah, so. Yeah. As I keep saying, we are all Eric now. In fact, Rachel Bitticoffer, one of those warriors, she, and, you know, obviously as someone that's done campaign strategy a lot, she said Republicans Party's 2022 platform, tax hikes and treason. How do we drive that home? That's correct.
Yeah, and it's, again, you know, I've had these conversations on this show with you before. If we would just get our folks out there repeating this stuff constantly. Somebody brought up, did you see when Brian Schatz got up and
yes.
just ripped the living hell out of
Josh
Hawley?
Yeah, we just played it this morning. Fantastic.
It should be a lesson for Democrats. I mean, it was like amazing. Look what happened. It went viral. The news media was forced to respond to it. They were asking Republicans about it. Yep. When you push a message like that, and as you're saying, you know, raising taxes and treason, yeah, that's a good message. If we were to push this all the time, and we just saw what happened with Donald Trump Jr., which you brought up. We just read about Jared Kushner's $2 billion investment, you know, from the Saudis, who even themselves are like, God, this guy's a moron. Do we really want to put money in his fund? Yeah, I guess
but it clearly is for favors that already happened. Bonesaw murder.
So, I mean, it's all right there. We just need to be repeating it every damn day. Yeah, yeah. And like I'm going to try to grab as many of us as I can and be like, we should be on these messages. Maybe the first five tweets of every day is reminding people who the Republican Party is.
Yeah. Well, you are a liberal helper. You tweeted, I believe I have the perfect solution. It will please everyone. Make Will Smith watch Chuck Todd segments on Ketanji Brown Jackson in studio for 2 weeks straight. Nobody comes out of this unscathed. See? Problem solver.
Are we all winners?
A lot of problems. Put them.
I think we're all winners.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, happens. We all win.
Yeah.
Also, you tweeted, Jane, whoever, tweeted, looking forward to a full day of events across Ohio today with former NYPD Commissioner Bernard Carrick. And you just said we're bragging about campaigning with convicted felons now, because of course we are. It's a Republican primary, which means it's just amorality wrapped in a performative hatred for the right people that wins. I mean, we've been talking about Herschel Walker being a couple points ahead of Raphael Warnock. And wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Hold, please. Oh, here. Dr. Jack Brown tweeted, fact, Herschel Walker's ex-wife is on record saying he pointed a handgun at her head and said, I'm going to blow your effing brains out. That's one of several women that have, right?
Well, this is how we know. I mean, Eric Greitens is running in Missouri. And I mean, this is how we know how corrupt and despicable these guys are. It's again, these used to be disqualifiers even in the Republican Party. I can say the Republican Party's policies mostly sucked 15 years ago,
right.
But generally, if you had been accused of molesting somebody, or you'd been accused of putting a gun to somebody's head, or any of these other things, like you didn't get nominated. Like, they pushed you out and pushed you to the side. And now it's like, it's the opposite. It's not even like it just doesn't matter. It's almost like, wow, Herschel Walker's an alpha male. I mean, he put a gun to his wife's head. That's tough, man. We want. I mean, they're so brainwashed and so corrupted. And in a Republican primary, like, that might be enough to win.
Yeah. And he's a shyster, grifter, whatever you want to call it, in terms of I have a cure for COVID. I mean, he's that guy. He's
right.
OK.
Doesn't live in Georgia or didn't live in Georgia. None of these guys do. Like, the guy that Trump was talking up in North Carolina at his stupid rally the other night doesn't live in the district. It doesn't even live in the state, I don't think. Like, there's just no rules they feel need to follow. As long as you hate the right people, as I was saying there, as long as you say racist things and xenophobic things and anti-Semitic things and misogynistic things, then whoever can communicate that the best, they're like, that's my guy or gal. That's who I want.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where they are.
And I love this one. Someone tweeted, Russian President Vladimir Putin may use the Biden administration's support for Ukraine as a pretext to order a new campaign to interfere in American politics, U.S. intelligence officials have assessed. And you just said, like, oh, no, now we've pissed him off. So he'll do the exact same thing he's been doing since 2015. It's like when Moscow Mitch threatens if Democrats do X, he'll all go all nuclear partisanship in the Senate. It really is like now a warning. Oh, really? Vladimir Putin might interfere in one of our elections. Oh, that'd be bad.
Now,
oh, we do.
Yeah.
When they threaten you with the stuff they're already doing, I don't understand it. I mean, again, Putin keeps threatening us with you know that kind of stuff, and it's like, dude, you know that was an act of war what he did when he attacked our election. So we're already there. We've been there a while. We just refused to accept it, and we of course got stuck with a president who would bow before him at Helsinki and whatever he asked him to do.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Ukraine wouldn't be happening if we had all united when we were attacked as a country in 2016. But because it benefited one party and one candidate, they became pro-Russia. And here we are, right?
Also, if we had united when he extorted Zelensky and tried to hurt Ukraine and help his buddy Putin, and only Mitt Romney, of all Republicans, was the only one who had the courage to stand up and say, yeah, that's worthy of conviction.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else was like, nah, no biggie.
I mean, and thank you for, by the way, a series of bouldering, sir. Good job. On you just said, FYI, if you believe Republicans on child porn, GOP senators supported Trump after a 13-year-old girl credibly accused him of rape, and he admitted to wandering through beauty pageant changing rooms to see naked teenage girls. Republican senators supported Roy Moore, a guy whose boss move was calling up girls in eighth grade trying to ask them out on dates. Republican senators have never had a thing to say about the fact the longest GOP Speaker of the House ever, Denny Hastert, went to prison for molesting teenage boys. Republican senators currently have nothing to say about Matt Gaetz, credibly accused and likely soon to be indicted for trafficking teenage girls. Republican senators also have nothing to say about Representative Jim Jordan, who, according to numerous sources, knew his wrestlers were being fondled by a doc in the showers at Ohio State and chose to ignore it. So this is just in case for some crazy reason you actually believe anything Republicans have to say on this subject. Thank you. There stands Judge Ketanji Jackson Brown, a person of impeccable credentials and morals. Right. Who they're accusing of being a child porn peddler practically.
Yeah, she's easy on, you know, she's not tough enough on people in child porn. And again, if they truly cared about any of that, it was a dishonest attack anyhow. Yeah. But even if it had been an honest attack, if they truly cared, it's right there. Say something about Denny Hastert. Say something about your guy, Donald Trump. How many women have now accused him of either sexual assault or harassment? It's 20-something. Yeah. Say something about him. Greitens running in Missouri. No, they got Herschel Walker pointing a gun at his wife's head. I mean, they have no problem with any of that. All that's just wonderful. And as I said, may actually be an advantage in a Republican primary. But, you know, they're horrified by Ketanji Brown Jackson. And I can't figure out what it is. Like what's different about her that makes them not like her?
Yeah, what is it?
I just can't put it together.
And, you know, of course, there's always got to be a how low can you go?
Yeah.
Right. Tom Cotton. I mean, I keep saying as the daughter of a Nuremberg prosecutor, for him to call her a Nazi sympathizer based on if I were to get in my car from, you know, Back to the Future, you would have defended Nazis. Like, what?
I before Tom Cotton existed, I actually didn't know it was possible for a human being to have that little charisma. Like, I mean, is he just a piece of furniture they bring in the room and, you know, just to sit there? Like, he makes Mitch McConnell look like George Clooney. I mean, that's Tom Cotton. I hope he runs for president just to see him stand and go. I mean, that's essentially his mode of communication. That's all I got for you. Sorry.
You close by tweeting, if you've made it this far, please give me a follow. I message GOP evils every day, be it with mockery, righteous anger, whatever is called for. Unlike too many Dems, I refuse to let GOP hypocrisy, cruelty, and imbecility go unanswered and disappear down the memory hole. We are all bouldering our asses off the best we can. We're bouldering as fast as we can, Coach Hector. We appreciate you being here on a tough Monday for us, honestly. So thank you.
I bet it really is for you guys. And I mean, my pleasure being here to do whatever I can to remember him and to like keep his fight going forward. Cause you guys had him on regularly and I knew him for, as I said, nearly 20 years. And, you know, I think we're all still a little bit in shock. So
why we take it very seriously. You know, the charge that he's left us with that we have to take the torch and carry on. So
we can give your new YouTube channel a subscribe then.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, hopefully today, if all the technological things work out, I'm going to be doing, you know, 3 to 5 minute commentaries on a few things of the day, so important topics. You know, they'll be up at the YouTube channel. I'll share them on Twitter and other places. But yes, if people can go to YouTube.com/C Schechter.
Okay.
Or YouTube.com.
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
/C Schechter.
We've linked to it on all of our socials.
It is the anti-truth social. So go there. Yes. Do it.
That's right, guys. I really have to get more people there than a truth social. I mean, come on. Like, I know that's only like 72
that's a
or something,
bar.
But
the schlep car of social media.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
If I can't surpass that, I'm in trouble.
All right. Love you, Cliff. See you
Thanks,
next
Cliff.
Time. All right.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. 47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. How old does your mirror say you are? I say hooey. Okay. I'm going to forever go with Carol Burnett and the nurses stationed at my mom's hospital.
Okay.
And the consensus is 40.
Yes, you're going to be waiting 10 years for your booster shot.
This is 40. This and Genucel says 40. Okay. Especially the Ultra Retinol Cream, right? Claudia from Phoenix says, I've only been using the product for a week. My fine lines already look smoother. I can't wait to see if it keeps getting better. It does, Claudia. I'm just telling you, we all use it. The technological wonder hydrates your skin at the cellular level. It builds on the deep moisture with incredible anti-aging effects of a natural retinol alternative. That's why it doesn't burn or sting. I can never use the actual retinol. This product, amazing. Mm-hmm. Go to GenuCell.com/Stephanie for 50% off the brand new Ultra Retinol Cream. You also get GenuCell immediate effects. That's the under eye magic for you get results in 12 hours or less. They chuck that in free with your order. Go to GenuCell.com/Stephanie. That's GenuCell.com/Stephanie. Free express shipping, free returns, exquisite customer service, 100% money back guarantee. Go to GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. You don't want your dog eating that. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he has helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for this savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. Or you can text Miller to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return of your purchase price. Text Miller to 511-511. Offer available with select orders. While supplies last, text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text STOP to opt out. Hey, guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. The soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. I love mine. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive, you're both going to love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today, and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging in a year filled with the unexpected. Get her something she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most, like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
Kids want to share what's going on in their lives with the adults around them. Parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, and more. They want to know you're listening, and they want to listen to you. They want your input and guidance, early and often, on all kinds of topics. When it comes to a serious subject like underage drinking, they want to know your expectations, as well as how and why, as a young person, they should avoid alcohol. How you talk about it will change as your child grows. But the important thing is to talk about it. Not just once for an hour when you think the time is right, but in 60 one-minute conversations and more that are part of your everyday talks. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
When you need me, I'll be by your side.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the most heartfelt testimonial to CarShield ever. It's you know what? You don't think you need something until you do, right?
Yes.
And it's always when it rains, it pours. I get the call from the vet that Jamie is going to pass. It looks like I have to rush to the hospital at midnight. My check engine light goes on and two other lights. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm not going to make it in time. Yeah. Barely made it, but got it into the dealership the next day. Thought it was going to be a hassle. I called CarShield first. I'm like, oh, I got to clear this and do this and talk. They're like, oh, no worries. You don't have to call us. Just take it in. Tell them to call us with the diagnostic. Oh, my God. Do you understand, right? You're paying vet bills. You're doing this. You're doing that.
Yep.
I was like, oh, my God, this is going to cost me nothing. Like, just, and they're going to take care of everything.
That's peace of mind.
Dropped it, right? We looked at the thing, right, Travis? We looked in the manual together. What does it mean when this light goes on? And it just, they won't even tell you. It just says, oh, well, you are, basically, it just says, just take it to the dealer. You don't want to know.
You can't
You don't want to know what those three lights mean. So I did. There it is. It's in. They cover everything. Rent, you know, travel, what do you call it? Rental car, all that. Roadside assistance, they cover all of it. You take it wherever you want, your favorite mechanic, dealership, and they take care of all the rest. That is why they are America's number one auto protection company. Now, that's a testimonial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Stephanie or call 800-391-8888. Save 10% on your plan. Lock in your pricing forever. CarShield.com/Stephanie or call 800-391-8888. Save 10%. A deductible may apply. 55 minutes after the hour. Black Knight tweets, how many historical feats does President Biden have to accomplish barely more than a year into office before we start giving the guy some credit? I am highlighting bollarding this morning.
Yes.
That is called bollarding.
Yes.
Have we gotten that in the Urban Dictionary yet?
It's a verb.
All right. And thank you, everybody, for your kind thoughts, not just about Eric, but about losing Jamie, my love of my life dog, just really unexpectedly to lymphoma last week. Auntie, thank you. Auntie Faye tweeted, we all need to take turns sleeping across Stephanie Miller's chest every night so she doesn't get lonely. Who wants to go first?
No, not me.
Okay.
Well, I'm occupied.
All right. All right. And Chris, you would crush me, not you. Not you, Tulsi. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, duh.
Okay. All right. So we were talking with Cliff about Mitch McConnell. Just didn't know. But he is completely soulless.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
You said Donald Trump's actions preceding the January 6th insurrection were a, quote, disgraceful dereliction of duty, and that he was practically and morally responsible, your words, for provoking the events of that day. How do you go from saying that to 2 weeks later saying you'd absolutely support Donald Trump if he's the Republican nominee in 2024?
Well, as the Republican leader of the Senate, it should not be a front-page headline that I will support the Republican nominee for president.
After you've said that about him, I think it's astonishing.
I think I have an obligation to support the nominee of my party. And
is there anything they could do?
I will. That will mean that whoever the nominee is has gone out and earned the nomination.
Even if he's a complete and total felon, as you said on Senate floor, Rush, absolutely.
I also want to point out that in the next two, he laughs, and it's really,
really creepy. Okay.
Consistent. I stand by everything I said on
I understand, but
January 6th and everything I said on February the 13th.
I understand that, but what I want to understand, which I haven't heard you address, is...
Because I don't get to pick the Republican nominee for president. Mm. They're elected by the Republican voters all over the country.
I fully understand that, but take Liz Cheney, for example.
You want to spend some more time on this as well?
I actually do, because I actually... No, I genuinely want to understand this. I really want to understand how you think about this, because...
Yeah, that's what happens when you look up from the dirt hole or out of the back of the trunk of the car. That's what you hear.
Or from the car.
That's the last thing you hear.
He sounds like a turtle having sex.
You are known for playing a ruthless style of politics. Where do you draw your moral red lines?
I didn't realize I was known for playing a ruthless. I thought my wife thinks I'm a really nice guy. My kids like me. I got a lot of friends.
That's four so far, okay.
I'm shocked to hear such a comment.
Put a lotion on its arms. You're right, that's the creepiest laugh I think I've ever heard.
This piece of lettuce likes me?
Oh, God, that is going to haunt my dreams. Okay. We have Aaron Rupar coming up next hour. We soldier on the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AsiaRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.